Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
there are new pretenders to the throne of perfect pop.
You mean contenders?
No, I mean pretenders. We're back on the deck.
Yes, we are.
It's lovely out.
Beautiful.
We've had some great conversations this week about fitness,
yes,
one thing, and about YouTube,
yes,
right, is another thing.
Right.
And now we're going to revisit a series that we have from time to time called Perfect Pop, right?
Staple of the Rock in the Suburbs world.
Yeah. It is. And I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. But before we do Perfect Pop today, Patrick, you brought a surprise for us, right?
Oh, I did. Let me go get that.
All right.
Hang
all right.
On one second.
So, all right. Let me hold the mic. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's going to run out to the fridge here. There we go. Sliding glass door. Yeah. How are you guys doing? We have with us Kevin Goff.
Hello. I'm doing good.
And Bill Horn.
Greetings.
And are you guys excited about the surprise? Do you have any idea what the surprise
is?
Yes.
Very excited.
All right.
I might.
And terrified.
Yeah. I might have a
you
clue.
Should be both excited and terrified.
Oh, and it looks and it does look terrifying.
Oh my gosh!
In retrospect,
oh we, man,
our song
finally
to,
here, fellas.
It's a party now. It is a party now. We got some Zima.
It's here, ladies and gentlemen.
We have been
today we've long awaited for.
Yeah, we've been talking about the return of Zima. I don't know how it got started, but it's been a sort of a regular theme on the show.
That's right.
Of us counting
it
down
really
the
has.
Days till Zima comes back.
Mostly my obsessive compulsive disorder, I think, that caused that.
I've never had a Zima.
I'm going to admit I've never had a Zima.
All right. Well, this is our chance.
I've had eczema, but not
that's a requirement
Zima.
For the perfect.
All right. We also have with us Bud Verge and Brett Motif. They can also try, even though they're not on mic right now. We only have so many microphones.
We have no choice to highlight this.
Now, question first. Do I need to cleanse my palate with something first before trying the Zima? Or?
No, I would not. Oh, sorry, Jim.
No. You didn't open mine.
No.
All right. Here
all
we
right.
go.
Do the ceremonial open. Yeah. There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
so
all
before,
happening.
Before, do I need a setup before
citrus.
I drink this? Like, what is it? Oh,
yeah.
Refreshing citrus
yeah.
beverage.
It's right some sort it, right? of malt citrus
oh, cheers
beverage.
Cheers to all of you.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
And I'm sorry. Cheers and apologies.
Yes.
All right. Drink down deep. The hatch, Zima.
L'chaim.
Just like I remember.
Sláinte.
Wow.
Wow.
Just like I remember so from college.
Yeah. It's like a
is
bad
this a
fresca.
Malt beverage?
Yeah, it is a malt beverage.
It is, really?
I think it's a malt beverage.
It's a fresh
it's a, basically a beer without the hops, I think, right? It's just
yeah. it's almost, like 25 years ago, right?
Or today. You can now.
Well, now. They brought it back.
Yeah, they brought it back for
they
a limited
brought
time.
It back.
It's nearly as clear as a Miller Lite.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
Zima. Okay, so
right.
I've had it now, but I want to hear other thoughts first on Zima. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm just glad it's back, Jim. I don't know why or how or but when I saw it there on the shelf in the grocery store, they even had a poor guy who I'm sure it's his summer job to stand behind a little Zima table. You know how you go in the grocery store and they'll send you, would you like to try some wine, sir? It's on special today. Sir, please. No, don't stop. Please. I was the only person probably happy to see this guy.
Was he offering samples?
Yes, he was offering small
really?
Samples of Zima
oh,
and
nice.
Telling me where the display was and I could pick it up for a limited time for $9.99, the low, low price.
You want the mic, Brett? Brett?
It says limited release.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's back, Brett. This is
Zima.
Not something I had in my basement. For
I'm about
like
to stock up. Are you going to stock up the whole basement with these? Like
oh,
the cases of them?
Yeah.
It's this like is the how, McRib, this right? Is, it's a refreshing citrus beverage.
I mean, the first thing on the labeling I would say is, you know, let us be the judge of whether it's refreshing or not,
right?
Yeah, why claim it?
Telling us that right now. The citrus thing I find interesting, I don't know if it did it always say that about Zima? Did you guys always know it to be a citrus
I don't
beverage?
I think back then I cared why
one
I
of the,
was drinking it because yeah. it, I thought
well,
it might
I will say this, Jim. That,
well, I was going to say one of the reasons I never tried it back in back when it was out in the 90s was because I didn't know what it tasted like. What was it supposed to be? Like, I never understood that.
You didn't say that. Yeah. My immediate thought was, whatever happened to Bartles and James, the little wine coolers? Yeah.
Right. Right. I think the girls that used to drink the Bartles and James, once they got to the legal drinking age,
went to Zima.
Went to the Zima.
I think you're right.
I think the headache's starting already.
That's right. Instant headache. That's what I remember about it, yeah.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
It's actually it's actually fine. It tastes like 7 Up or Sprite or something like that,
it's
right?
Very light.
I feel like when you run out of beer,
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And hopefully you never run out of beer.
That's their slogan. That's their slogan, right? For when you run out of beer.
Maybe all our palates have been destroyed or something, but this is light. This is very light.
Have you ever had a party, Jim, you know, or hosted a party that got a little wild?
And you wake up
in the morning and you go to, like, start cleaning up and you see a bunch of, like, half-drunk beers because people were so drunk they thought they needed one more and then they took a sip and they were like, oh, my God, I'm going to pass out right now. This is what you're going to see in the morning. You're not all these half-drunk Zimas sitting on your
table.
Of
it, yeah.
Right. There might be a crow sitting on your table when you come out here with all the Zimas. If there is, please take a picture of that because I'd love it.
All right. So all right. There we go.
So there we go.
There's the Zima.
In no way should this reflect on the amazing music we're about to hear.
I've now forgotten what my perfect pop song is.
I know.
And that ends our Zima segment. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect pop.
Yes, let's move on.
Let's go. So the idea with the perfect pop is that it's a song that you just think is perfectly done, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be your favorite song. You don't have to, you know, say that it's the best song ever. You can if you want.
Sure.
If you don't agree this is the greatest song ever, I will fight you.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
but anyway,
all you need.
It doesn't have to be that. Just a song you think is perfectly done. You probably have many in your life, and we just want to hear one of them. So who wants to go first, Bill or Kevin?
I'll go.
All right, Kevin's going to go.
For me, one of the ingredients of a perfect pop song are the four basic instruments, the guitar, bass, drums, and vocals, right? Yeah, that kind of brings it together. Mm-hmm. I like good driving rhythm with a melody over the top with the guitar. Usually Rickenbacker sounds tend to do it for me. Mm-hmm.
The jangle.
This particular song doesn't have that in there, although it sounds like it does, which is odd. But came out in 1982, band called The Pretenders. Back on the Chain Gang, for me, is a song that I don't know if it really was that big of a hit for them. It probably did put them on the map somewhat. I think it's somewhere in the top five of the Billboard charts at some point. They claim that when they finished the song, they recorded it one night, that when they finished it, they just thought it was like, you know, a track on the album.
Yeah,
it was decent. Had no idea that it would become a hit like it did. But, you know, I just, whenever I hear this song, I turn up, I can hear every instrument in it. And I know, you know, the bass line, I know the guitar lines for each of it. I've even attempted to learn them on guitar, that kind of thing. For me, it takes me back every time I hear it. I was 12 when it came out, so. I found a picture of you. Oh, what hijacked my world at night? To a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight. From hell, through sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
Great pick.
Amazing pick.
Thank you.
Excellent pick.
Yeah, I love that song.
You know, what makes this such an expertly written and recorded song, too, is that they can put in the little ooh, ah thing as if people working on a chain gang, and it doesn't sound hokey at all. It completely works, right?
The art of record making.
Yes.
Yeah, they supposedly recorded it all in one night, too, and just did the straight music, almost live was the setup, and then added in the oohs and the ahs.
Plus her voice. I mean, she's just got a beautiful, carrying voice. It carries through the song and takes it all the way through, you know?
She did an unplugged version of this at one point that was really, really good and appropriate, but I doubt many people have actually heard that one. Yeah.
When I listen to that song, it reminds me of...
A girl you dated?
No, not this time.
More tears from Patrick.
I won't cry today. It reminds me, and I don't know if I do this by retrospective association or if I do it by the fact that they used to cover this band, but the Kinks comes to my mind in a certain point, especially like the later period Kinks, right, where they had sort of distilled, you know, some of those influences. And obviously for a time, Chrissy and...
Yeah, she kind of had a special connection.
Right, they had a special connection. But they also did an amazing cover of Stop Your Sobbing, for example, on their one of their first records. And... You know, I feel like that she respected him so much as a songwriter, but that song is that good to me. You know what I mean? Yep. It's like that quality. It's like a Ray Davies quality song.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. All right. Let's take a little break here. We're going to come back and we're going to hear Bill Horn's pick
for
a perfect pop song. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. This is the portion where we like to talk about ourselves.
Yes. In it's important.
Greater depth.
Yep.
And what we want to tell people, you know, we have several people here on the deck tonight and we're recording and it's all a great time, but then they're going to leave and they're going to forget about us.
That's right.
And one way to keep that from happening is to subscribe to the show.
That's what I would do, because then every day, Monday through Friday,
right,
you'll get a new episode of Rockin' the Suburbs.
We don't have weekend edition yet.
Not yet.
That's coming.
And you don't have to do anything, right? It'll just come to you.
That's right. So
subscribe.
How do you subscribe? Does anybody know how to subscribe to a podcast? Can anybody give us a little explainer on that?
iTunes, right? That's where I get it.
Yep. And what do you do, Kevin?
I generally just, you can search for Rockin' the Suburbs, and it comes right up, and then you say add or subscribe.
Yep.
Subscribe.
And that's it. And then you get it every day, right? I know you do. And you listen to them at like 1.5 speed.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I tend to try to blow through them quickly all in one sitting as I can. Or one drive home, right?
Yep. Right.
Yep.
So you hit that little button that says like 1.5.
Yep.
And you listen to it that fast. And then you said you slow down though when the music comes on.
I do slow it down when the music comes on.
Good man.
Beautiful.
That's the most important part.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So when you get a chance, actually... Go to your phone right now. You probably have it on you. Call up Rockin' the Suburbs and hit the subscribe button.
I think that's what you should do right now.
Do it. Okay, we're back on the deck. We have Bill Horn making another run tonight. Second of the night.
That Zima went right through him, Jim.
That's right.
Zima's rough.
Yeah.
Who brought the Bud Light Lime? Was that your...
Yeah, this is my go-to beer in the summer. I drink like 17 or 18 every weekend day.
Yeah, you can do that with Bud Light Lime,
I think,
right? Yeah,
exactly.
All
That's
right.
the beauty of it.
So, Bill, did you bring us a perfect pop song?
I did. And, you know, it struck me when you asked me this question. This is a very subjective thing, the perfect pop song.
Yes.
Right? So, to me, a perfect pop song...
I'm the judge and jury, so it's objective.
Oh, damn it.
All right.
I want it to have a hook.
Yep.
And I want it to be danceable.
Okay.
And then I want it to have a twist or something. Anyway, so I chose Rock Lobster by the B-52s. I'm also, true story, I'm a big B-52s fan.
Yes.
So I've seen them many times.
Okay.
I had a plethora of choices here, and I chose this one. I mean, I was going to go for Private Idaho, but then I said, no, it isn't quite as poppy. I went with Rock Lobster, and, you know, if you can't dance to that, you can't dance to anything, first of all. It has the hook, you know, it starts with it, and it carries it all the way through. It also has some twists and turns. It slows, it finishes strong. I mean, it's, to me, anyway,
all right,
that's my perfect pop song.
You can gather yourself.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
We were at a party. Dear love fell in the day. Someone reached in and grabbed it.
All right, well, you cannot deny that guitar riff.
Ugh, it's an unforgettable song. Like, instantly, when you hear it, it makes an impression on your memory, and that's very hard to do.
Again, another song that has sort of a vocal affectation,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which could be really, really bad, but it's really, really great,
it's incredible.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the tremolo or whatever it is? Yeah.
Bill, great choice. You know, that song is like the gateway into the B-52s.
I agree.
There's so many great songs you could have picked, but, you know, that one, people know, instantly recognize.
And pure pop.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I danced many times with my now wife to this song, and it worked.
Yeah.
So I, you know, Patrick has his stories. I have
That's
mine.
Right.
B-52s is a success story.
There you go. Finally, a hopeful story that turns Excellent. Out well on Rockin' the Suburbs. Thank you,
Phil. Hope for us all.
I also think one thing that's really funny, sort of kitschy about the B-52s, there's many things, but just you have to, there must have been a light bulb that went off at some point when they go like, rock lobster, like rock lobster, like it's the goofiest thing to associate with rock.
Thing,
right?
But even the lyrics all the way through are goofy.
Yeah,
right?
They are. Like, right.
What? It's
Everybody
hilarious.
Had matching towels.
Like they saw it on a menu or something, a rock lobster. Right. Like, oh, that's there's a song, right?
Yep.
Yes. It's perfect.
Maybe
it's
it was inspired. Maybe they wanted to make a video for it or something. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was an MTV thing.
Yeah. Mm. Could have been.
Interesting.
Is there a video for this song?
Now I can't remember.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Just press me. I remember seeing one.
Yeah. This album was 1979. So it was pre-MTV.
78.
Pre-MTV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was it 79? Okay.
That's what it says here. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right. I'm wrong.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
All right. That was a great pick.
Really
good choice.
Very well crafted, too. Mm-hmm. That's the thing with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow we're going to do two more Perfect Pop songs,
right? Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Two other of our party guests.
Yes.
All right, and the way you can listen to this show, which is called Rockin' the Suburbs, you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, or TuneIn. You can also visit our website,
yes,
suburbspod.com.
Suburbspod, please do that.
Really cool. You can email us, rock@suburbspod.com. Tell us about your favorite Perfect Pop song, or
please weigh in,
whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we play some of the listener picks. That's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's another thing you can do too, right?
What is that?
You can do this.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
That number for the Suburban Party Line, where you can leave a message and get your voice on the show, it is 612-440-1984. So do that. And also you can correspond with us on social media. A lot of people do, and mm-hmm. we really enjoy that. Some people sent us some photos of Zima this week. They were buying Zima.
Did they?
They did.
I did see one.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. So,
wait, is this your official drink now?
I hope not.
Maybe.
My official drink is bourbon, which is going to be for the next episode.
Yeah.
All right, so where were we here? Please listen to Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Thank you, Bill Horn. Thank you, Kevin Goff. You. Tomorrow, two more Perfect Pop songs from other guests. So we will talk to you tomorrow.
Molly Fitzgerald, think I was sparking up. A bottle of Zima to be my started parking up.
Let's all drink Zima and sing We Are the World. A simple shuffle and a full PA. Who's making Zima out of Perry?
I'm going to admit I've never had a Zima. I've had eczema.
Cheers and apologies.